Hello, this is Monsignor Schadl with today's edition of Monsignor's Musings, my way of keeping in touch with you during this period of isolation during the pandemic crisis. Today's edition of Monsignor's Musings is brought to you by Traditions. Traditions at 86th and Meridian Street. They offer independent living, assisted living, and memory care for our loved ones. Give them a call, 317-876-2916. Traditions, 86th and Meridian. We offer their Mass for them once a month from St. Luke. And I can tell you it's a very nice place. Traditions, we thank them for sponsoring our podcast today. Today is Saturday, April 4th, and April 4th is a special day for me. 39 years ago today, in the Archabbey Church at St. Meinrad Seminary, I was ordained a deacon by Archbishop O'Meara, my first move toward the priesthood in sacred orders. I have never, ever regretted that day. Indeed, it's a great satisfaction and joy for me to know that I gave my life to the Lord 39 years ago today in holy orders, receiving the diaconate. Yesterday, Friday, I had a sad duty in the morning. I had a burial on the south side at Calvary Cemetery. One of our wonderful parishioners, Virginia Murphy, died earlier this week. Virginia was 101 years old. She was a faithful Catholic and a faithful parishioner at St. Luke. She has two daughters, Ellen and Mary Ann Atkins, who is also our parish secretary. After the burial at Calvary, since I was on the south side, I went to visit what I consider to be two very sacred holy places. No, I didn't go to the Holy Land. I went to Beech Grove. I went to 14th Street, and I drove by the house where I grew up, where our family lived for so many years. That house is the place where I learned the meaning of love. It's where I first learned my prayers and learned about God. And I learned to be a part of a loving family at the hands of two wonderful parents. After that, I drove a couple blocks to Holy Name Church and School. Holy Name of Jesus Church and School is my second sacred place. That's where I made my first confession, my first Holy Communion. Confirmation was received there. It's where we had our baccalaureate for even our high school class. Holy Name of Jesus, a very sacred place for me. It's where I received the sacraments. It's where I received my wonderful Catholic education. And it's where I received, I believe, the germ of an idea that was come to fruition, would come to fruition one day, that I would become a Catholic priest. It was those priests and sisters and teachers that taught me so much about ministry in the church and made me want to be part of it. So yesterday, Friday, was a great day to have the honor of commending to the Lord one of our faithful parishioners and then visiting those sacred spots in my life. Normally, I wouldn't have time to do that. I'd have to get back to St. Luke and get to work. But because of this pandemic and the period of isolation, had some time on my hands simply to drive around those sacred spots in Beech Grove. Maybe you ought to think about doing the same, or at least think about those persons in your life who were so sacred to you, who taught you the meaning of life and love, introduced you to God and the Catholic faith, and introduced you to your vocation, God's will for you in this life. Let's pray for Virginia and all those deceased persons who did so much for us. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's move forward now, trusting in the providence which so far has never failed us.